Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a cushion nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, round time, I flex my bed of Voltron. Transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? This is your one-stop shop for all your needs and entertainment news. And tonight's show is our season 13 finale. Yes, it's our finale episode. Season finale, not forever. Just our season finale. It's season 13. It's episode 20. And tonight's show is called I Am One with the Force. The Force is with Me. And if you've seen our new number one movie in America, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, it's going to be our season finale. Today is December 23rd. We're broadcasting live here from the Red Dragons Radio Studios in Tucson, Arizona. December 23rd, tomorrow, it's Christmas Eve. Sunday, it's Christmas. Then the following weekend is going to be New Year's. Lots going on the next couple weeks, so I don't know, I don't think we're going to have any more episodes in the rest of this year. You know, definitely not going to have time to do one on Christmas. And, you know, New Year's is another big question mark. So I figured, let's go ahead, rock this episode out. Excuse me. The news normally around this time really dies down too, because everybody's off, everybody's on vacation. You know, not much is churning around this time. Been doing the show a long time, and news is pretty non-existent in the last couple of weeks of the year. So I figured, you know, I didn't do a show last Sunday. Once again, I apologize. Been super, super busy. Was going to do a show earlier in the week. And then I decided, you know what, let me just hold out. I'm going to do a show, you know, on Friday before Christmas Eve here on December 23rd. Rock out this, get you guys completely up to speed as long as I can, you know, for these past couple weeks. And then we'll, you know, have our little season finale here, and we'll come back strong in 2017. Once again, getting you caught up in all the latest and greatest in entertainment news. So, episode 20, it's the season finale of episode 13. Now, before we get started, I do got a shout out. In case you missed it, we finally got up that new Red Dragons Assemble episode. So if you have not heard it yet, we put it up several nights ago. The episode is called And the Bass Keeps Running, Running. And look for that on reddragonsradio.com. It's the very top tab. It says Red Dragons Assemble. If you're wondering what the hell is he talking about right now, Red Dragons Assemble is a show, another show that I do with my buddies Geeky Pat and Peeps. So the three of us get together what was supposed to be once a month, but honestly, we missed the last 3 months. It's been a long time. It's been very hard to organize this show and get everybody together, but we finally made it happen the other night, and we got the show out. So we have a brand new episode of Red Dragons Assemble out. Like I said, it's the third episode of our second season, and the episode's called And the Bass Keeps Running, Running. So look for that one and check that out. It's a lot of fun. If you like this show, you'll definitely like Red Dragons Assemble. It is a mixture of entertainment news, kind of done in more of a roundtable fashion, where we just talk about, you know, what comes to mind and what's, you know, big things popping in the entertainment world. So go check that out and support Red Dragons Assemble. It is available on iTunes and Stitcher and, you know, Google Music Play, all the same places. But definitely reddragonsradio.com is our home hub for that show. All right, so with that being said, this is Am I on the Air, and we're going to kick it off with our movie review. Of course, this is for the number one movie in the world, and we're talking about Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. This, of course, is a prequel to the original Star Wars. It takes place right before Episode 4. Remember, this is a non-spoiler review, by the way, as well, so don't get scared. I won't spoil anything, but this is, you know, all stuff that you've seen in the trailer. It takes place before Episode 4, A New Hope. It's about a band of rebels that come together, and they're basically just out to steal the plans for the Death Star, which is pretty much what A New Hope is all about, which is blowing up the Death Star. So, as a prequel, it works very, very well. It's a really good spinoff story. It's a really good Star Wars story. It looks beautiful. They did an excellent job with the action in this movie. Some really, really great stuff goes down here, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. In the end result, I gave this a 4 out of 5, which is shocking to me, because I think I've given, I think I pretty much have given every Star Wars movie 5 stars. Now, I don't know if I would give all the prequels 5 stars looking back on them now after all this time. I would definitely still keep my 5 stars for Revenge of the Sith, but I'd have to reevaluate Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones. But, you know, the original trilogy, The Force Awakens, all 5-star movies, and I really expected that out of Rogue One. And I'll tell you, the only reason I didn't give Rogue One 5 stars is I just didn't feel any connection to the main cast. They were cool. I didn't hate them, but I didn't feel a single connection to it. I wasn't really invested into what was going to happen with these characters, which left me just feeling very disconnected. And in the end, when everything's said and done, you're just kind of like, okay. So, really good movie. I really enjoyed it. If you're a Star Wars fan, I highly recommend you go see it. You'll love it too. But for me, it's a 4 out of 5, which is still great. It still means it was very awesome. Saw it in IMAX 3D. What I would suggest to you, though, as I always like to say, I did not enjoy the 3D conversion on this thing. I thought it was very irrelevant. You couldn't even tell this movie was converted into 3D. I had to take my glasses off several times just to be like, is this in 3D? Because I couldn't even tell. But it did look beautiful in IMAX. So if you can see it in that format, definitely check it out. But don't seek it out in 3D. All right, so there you go. Rogue One, our very first spin-off film, which just as today crossed the $400 million mark worldwide. So congratulations to Disney and Rogue One. But yeah, 4 out of 5 stars for me on that front. All right, let's switch gears, and we're going to jump into the news that has all transpired between our last episode and today. Up first, the Netflix show Marco Polo has been officially canceled after 2 seasons. Now, you know, I get people all the time, when a Netflix show gets renewed, everybody always is kind of cocky saying, well, Netflix renews everything, they don't cancel anything. Well, here you go. They canceled Marco Polo, and supposedly this show was costing them hundreds of millions of dollars. And it looks like in the end result, it's going to cost Netflix about $200 million. I don't know how for a fucking TV show, but it's obviously very expensive to produce, and it did not have the viewership that it needed. So Marco Polo canceled after 2 seasons. Congratulations to Chris Evans, who's been named Hollywood's best actor for The Buck for a 2nd year in a row. Basically, this is a fun little thing that one of the entertainment magazines does, where they take an actor's salary and they look at the profitability of all the films they were in for the year to see who is the most profitable actor. And Chris Evans, for the 2nd year in a row, was number one. And of course, dead last as the worst was Johnny Depp again. So you better take a pay cut there, buddy. Ben Affleck still saying that he's taking his time to get the Batman film right, so he's still working on that. You know, I would love to get some solid information on the Batman with Ben Affleck, because I feel like every interview he does, he's either saying, we're still working on the script, or he's saying, oh, we're going to start filming in the fall, or we're taking our time with it. Like, I'm just like, what's going on? Give me my Batman. Give me my Batman. Yeah. We have the brand new Transformers The Last Night poster up, which looks awesome. Check it out on our Instagram page. Once again, if you're not following us on Instagram, you should be doing that. Daniel Clowes is scripting the adaptation of his graphic novel, Patience. We'll see if Friggins knows anything about this one, but I am not familiar with Patience. Ruben Fleischer is set to direct Lionsgate's new movie, Jekyll, and it will star, hey, we just talked about him, Chris Evans. Yes, Ruben Fleischer, most widely known for directing Zombieland, so he's a really fun director, and he's going to do this movie called Jekyll, which, yes, is, of course, based on Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I like it. It's going to be interesting because I know Russell Crowe is playing Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde in the Universal, you know, monster movie franchise that they're doing, that they're launching with Tom Cruise and The Mummy. So I don't know how much this Jekyll is going to be. It says it is a remake of the BBC series that came out. So if you know anything about that, that'll probably give you a little bit of a clearer picture here. Congratulations to The Fate of the Furious, of course, aka Fast and Furious 8, which set a new trailer record by getting over 139 views in less than 24 hours. It is the biggest watched trailer of all time now. Trailer's been breaking records left and right. We get into a big trailer discussion on that new Red Dragons Assemble episode, so definitely check that out. But congratulations to The Fate of the Furious. I talked about, I don't know if it was last episode or the episode before, that Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was doing a little spin-off series called Slingshot, which was just going to be on the digital platform. Well, ABC has shot it, and they've already released the whole six-part series, and we got a link up that you can click and check it out and watch the full six-part digital series of Slingshot right now. Ben Mendelsohn, who of course we just saw in Rogue One, has just signed on to play the Sheriff of Nottingham in the new Robin Hood Origins movie. I could give a fuck less about Robin Hood, but hey, that's good casting, so there you go. They're still trying to put together the Uncharted video game movie. Originally, Mark Wahlberg was attached to play Nathan Drake, and recently doing press for Patriots Day, they asked him, "Are you still attached to the film?" In which he replied, "No, I'm not. I moved on from the project." So Mark Wahlberg definitely not coming back for Uncharted. So we'll have to see who they end up getting to play Nathan Drake from this point on. TBS has gone ahead and renewed Search Party and People of Earth. So congratulations to those shows getting picked up for new seasons. I wanted to watch People of Earth. I thought it actually looked really funny from the commercials. I just didn't get a chance to get into it. We have the brand new trailer for Unforgettable, starring Katherine Heigl and Rosario Dawson. This looks like a movie straight out of the 80s. Very Fatal Attraction. Check it out. We have the Honest trailer for Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Check that out. We have Everything Wrong with The Legend of Tarzan, along with the Everything Wrong with of Star Trek Beyond. The TV show Salem has been canceled by WGN America. Aw. I didn't watch Salem, sorry. TNT orders a nail salon drama starring Niecy Nash and will be produced by Rashida Jones. Very cool. This was pretty big breaking news that came out last week. After Suicide Squad came, everybody was loving Harley Quinn. They were like, man, she's the best. And then Warner Brothers said, we're going to do a Harley Quinn movie. And we thought, okay, that could be cool, could be kind of weird. Then more news started to come out, and they were saying, it'll probably be focused on females in the DC universe. We'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. My hope was always that they were going to do a Harley Quinn and Joker movie. I wanted to see Jared Leto come back. I wanted to see, like, a Bonnie and Clyde type Joker and Harley Quinn on the run. That would have been a really cool movie. Well, we officially got word now on what is going to happen with the Harley Quinn spinoff, which is now officially titled Gotham City Sirens. So, Gotham City Sirens is what the movie is going to be called. And Suicide Squad director David Ayer is coming back to direct the film. Margot Robbie is reprising her role as Harley Quinn, of course. And heavily rumored to be joining the cast is going to be Catwoman and Poison Ivy. So we'll see. We don't know any other casting of who's going to be what, but based on the script going in the Gotham City Sirens realm, you should be expecting that we're going to see Catwoman and Poison Ivy in this. I got my vote out for Jessica Chastain to be Poison Ivy. I think that would be great. I don't know who could be Catwoman. You know, I wish Anne Hathaway hadn't done it in The Dark Knight Returns, because I think she would have been really good to come and do this. Trying to think, man, who could be Catwoman? I don't know. I have to ponder on that one. But yeah, Jessica Chastain for Poison Ivy for me. But Gotham City Sirens, it says Warner Brothers also wants a sequel to Suicide Squad, but they're going to have to wait and see on that. And there's also rumors that they might do a Deadshot spinoff. So Will Smith said he'd love to come back as Deadshot. He said he'd even, you know, do a cameo in the Gotham City Sirens movie. So it's good to see that Will really likes that character. Michael Fassbender reveals some more information about his new android Walter that he plays in Alien Covenant. You can check that out if you're interested. Sebastian Stan is joining Margot Robbie in the Tanya Harding biopic film. Ruby Rose is joining Pitch Perfect 3. In some really sad news that happened last week, Alan Thicke passed away at the age of 69. Of course, most widely known as the dad from Growing Pains. Show me that smile again. Alan Thicke was awesome. He always popped up on a lot of different shows. I watched This Is Us, and he popped up on an episode of that recently. I know Fuller House just started streaming on Netflix. He popped up on that, I think, in a couple episodes. Everybody said really good guy, really fun guy, and it's really sad. He was playing hockey with his son and had a heart attack on the ice rink. And just really scary, man. So age of 69 passing away. Thoughts and prayers, as always, out to the Thicke family, friends, loved ones, and we'll always remember you as our Growing Pains patriarch of the family, Mr. Thicke. Foxy Brown is going to be getting a TV reboot over at Hulu, and it'll be starring Megan Good. Okay, I was never really into Foxy Brown, but I like me some Megan Good, and I like Hulu, so maybe we'll check that one out. Lamar Odom is set to star in a new reality show about his recovery. This isn't confirmed by any studio, but this is what some sources are saying, so we'll see. excuse me. Alright, let's see here. What else do we got? Running down, and the bass keeps running. bear with me. We already talked about all of this. Oh, we got the brand new Despicable Me trailer. Despicable Me 3. Very first teaser trailer dropped. Looks funny, man. Looks like typical Despicable Me. Get a little bit of shot of the minions at the end. I know my daughter's already like, I want to see that. I'm like, I'm sure you do. She loves the minions, man. Sucker for that. We also have the first trailer for Dunkirk. This is the first official trailer for the new Christopher Nolan movie. Looks pretty intense. I know Geeky Pat wants to see it. So, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to go see it just due to the fact that it's a Christopher Nolan movie. We have the first teaser trailer for NBC's TV version of the movie Taken. This is actually a prequel to when he basically got the particular set of skills that he uses in the movies. You know what? I saw this trailer actually on TV, and I didn't know what the trailer was for. And I said, ooh, what's this? This show looks pretty cool. Lots of good action. Okay, I like it. And then at the end it said, before he learned his set of skills, Taken. And I'm like, oh shit, it's Taken the TV show. So that was cool because I was already kind of sold based on just the trailer. So knowing it's the prequel to the movie series, which I really enjoyed all three of those, I'll check it out. So pretty cool. So, you know, don't throw it under the bus yet. It's a prequel. It's a totally different set story. It's not just about him. It's not a TV version of the movies. It's all new stuff. We have your full list of the 2017 SAG Awards nominations, so you can check that out if you're interested. That's the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Look for that full breakdown. Ben Affleck says that they are on track for a spring 2017 start to direct the new Batman movie. Walt Disney Pictures' live-action Cruella de Vil movie has set Mozart in the Jungle director Alex Timbers to direct the film. Emma Stone is still attached to play Cruella. So this will be interesting, man. I don't know about this movie, but we will see. Molly Ringwald has been cast to play Archie's mother in the new Riverdale show that's coming. Steve Harvey is set to return to the Miss Universe pageant contest next year. The Walking Dead's, well, I'm going to mispronounce her name, Sonequa Martin-Green is set to headline the new Star Trek Discovery. So yes, she's going to be the new captain. So congratulations to her for taking over the new Starship Discovery. Very cool there. All right. The Godzilla sequel and the Pacific Rim sequel have been given some new official names, and of course, official release dates come along with that. Pacific Rim, let's start there. Pacific Rim 2, which was officially titled Pacific Rim Maelstrom, has now been changed to Pacific Rim Uprising. So Pacific Rim Uprising, and it will be released on February 23rd, 2018. Now, Godzilla has been given an official sequel title, which is now going to be called Godzilla King of Monsters. And that is set to be released on March 22nd, 2019. Oh, still far ways out from that Godzilla film, but it comes out a day before my birthday. So Godzilla King of Monsters and Pacific Rim Uprising. So once again, Walking Dead, Sonequa Martin-Green is set to lead CBS's all-access Star Trek Discovery. She'll play a lieutenant commander and the show's central character. Once again, they are trying to do a How I Met Your Mother spinoff. This is something they tried to do after How I Met Your Mother ended, and it did not go anywhere, but they are attempting it again. Out of all the new movie trailers that have just been released, they did a little poll on them, and it looks like Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is the leader in the, not most watched, but most appreciated, most voted on, most liked of the new trailers. The TV show Impastor has been canceled after two seasons over on TV Land. I never even heard of this show. like I said, Salem is ending with season 3 over on WGN America. Lee Daniels' show Empire and his new show Star, he has confirmed they will do a crossover episode. Ooh. And that Lenny Kravitz, who stars on Star, will cross over with Terrence Howard from Empire on Empire's fall finale to set up the crossover there. The E! Channel had renewed Robin China for a season 2, but since they renewed it, it looks like these two broke up and they're in a crazy-ass battle right now, so I don't know if you're going to get a season 2 of that show. We have Everything Wrong with Star Wars The Clone Wars, some behind-the-scenes footage from the Justice League movie with Jason Momoa himself. CBS is developing a reboot of the classic sitcom The Honeymooners. Oh yeah, okay, cool. We have the second trailer for The Boss Baby. I still don't understand why we're getting this movie, but yeah. Sneaky Pete, we have the first trailer for that. This is the new show starring Giovanni Ribisi coming to Amazon. This show has taken forever to come out because they put the pilot up for this thing on Amazon like over a year ago. And they're just now putting out a trailer and announcing that the show's coming. I don't know what the hell happened with that overall. Of course, we have your articles up talking about what everything is coming and going, TV and movies, to Netflix in January. Roland Emmerich is set to direct the movie Dark Matter, which is based on a book, right? Bestseller book written by the Wayward Pines creator, Blake Crouch. So very cool there. It sounds like a pretty cool movie. I don't know if Roland Emmerich's the right director for it, but yeah. We have your season 2 trailer for The Path, which is a Hulu exclusive show. Starz has announced that they're going to be coming with a second season of The Missing. So that's pretty cool. I know a lot of people really liked that one there. We have the first season 2 trailer for Billions over on the Showtime network. I can't wait to see the second season of Billions. I love this show. Really, really good show. A new comedy from The Lonely Island is headed to Freeform, the network Freeform. So that's pretty cool. Pitch Perfect 3 will not feature your favorite all-male a cappella group, says star Skylar Astin. Skylar Astin says that the Tremble Makers are not going to be involved in Pitch Perfect 3. I didn't see Pitch Perfect 2, so I'm not sure what he's talking about. Julia Roberts is set to star in her first TV series, as she'll be starring in an adaptation of Maria Semple's best-selling novel called Today Will Be. Kathleen Kennedy reveals that we will probably be seeing the first footage from Star Wars Episode 8, probably around April. So still got a while to go before we see anything there. The Han Solo origin Star Wars spinoff story anthology film is set to start shooting in February. And the first episode, going to start filming in February, and because it's obviously coming out next year. All right. Congratulations to Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, which is the top-selling console video game of 2016. We have your first trailer for Arsenal, starring Nicolas Cage and John Cusack. Your trailer for Norman, starring Richard Gere. Let's see here. We got your first trailer for Snatched, starring Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn. We got a green band and a red band trailer for Snatched, which looks pretty funny. I like Amy Schumer, man. I don't care what all y'all say. She's funny, and this movie looks funny. Another R-rated good comedy from Amy Schumer. Samuel Jackson has confirmed that voice recording sessions have started for The Incredibles 2. Where is my super suit? So finally, we're getting Incredibles 2, and he's doing his audio for it. Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig are going to team up for a musical about musicals. Okay. Hey, I love those two. I'll take it. We have a trailer for the Sense8 Christmas special. I don't know. I didn't watch Sense8. It's something I did want to watch, but I never got into, and then I'm just kind of like, why do we need a Christmas special? I don't know. When Rogue One opened up last Thursday night, it opened up to $29 million, being the highest Thursday night premiere of the year, beating the current record holder, which was Batman v Superman, which I think had $27 million, and Rogue One made $29. Let's see here. We have everything coming and going to the Starz app in January of 2017. We have the new trailer for the sixth season of Homeland, once again available on our Facebook and Twitter page. The Current War is a new movie that just started filming, and they have added Benedict Cumberbatch, Michael Shannon, Catherine Waterson, Nicholas Holt, and I believe Tom Holland as well to the cast. So they're really stacking this thing, man. The Current War. Very, very cool. Jonah Hill and Rooney Mara are set to star with Joaquin Phoenix and Gus Van Sant's next movie. The Walking Dead tops the season so far with 16.1 million viewers per episode. So congratulations once again to The Walking Dead. We have the first official trailer for Troll Hunters, which is a new animated Netflix series that's coming. Let's see here. Gerard Butler's Geostorm gets some pricey reshoots and a new director. Yes, this does not sound good. Gerard Butler started making this movie Geostorm like 2 years ago, and I guess it's a piece of shit, and they don't know what to do with it, so they brought him back, and they're refilming a bunch of scenes. And not only that, but they brought in a new director to actually direct the reshoots. So it's going to be this mixed bag conglomerate. Who knows? It might end up being a really cool movie when it hits, but as of right now, I'm very scared for Geostorm. We have the first official trailer for Going in Style, starring Morgan Freeman. Mr. Robot Creator is developing a miniseries based on Fritz Lang's Metropolis. There is a life-size Baby Groot toy for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 coming out in a couple months. I think it looks really cool. My wife said it looked creepy as hell. I don't know. I'll probably buy it. Rogue One blasted off with $71 million in its first day of release last Friday when it dropped. Liam Neeson says there's no plans for a Taken 4, which is funny that he'd come out and say that now when we were just talking about the TV show. He also went on to say, there's only so many times your daughter can be taken. I'm glad he realizes that now at this point. Vivo. Lin-Manuel Miranda plans his new animated musical over at Sony Pictures. It will be called Vivo. Congratulations to him, man. He did an amazing job with the music in Moana. My daughter, oh my God, absolutely loves it every day. She's, I want to hear the Moana songs. So I'm sure he's going to kill it with Vivo. An unauthorized Dylan Dog series is set to premiere in 2017. I don't know where or what or who or why, but supposedly that's coming. so I don't know. Let's see here. Felicity Jones is set to star, host SNL on January 14th. I believe that's when it comes back from its hiatus. Rogue One opened up to $290.5 million at the global box office last weekend. Of course, the second biggest December debut in history behind, guess what? Star Wars The Force Awakens. Will Smith's new movie Collateral Beauty came out and was the worst wide opening of his career, only bringing in $7 million. This makes me really sad because I loved the trailers for Collateral Beauty. I really wanted to see this film, and I don't understand why it bombed so bad, man. Like, this trailer made me cry, like, every time I saw it. So, I don't know. But you know what? I also did not run out and see this movie, so I can see maybe why it didn't make the money it did. Because maybe other people had the same idea I do, which is I'll rent that when it comes out. Or watch it on Netflix, right? We have the very first announcement teaser trailer for Blade Runner 2049. Yes, the sequel to the original Blade Runner, bringing back Harrison Ford, adding in Ryan Gosling. It's a really small little trailer, but it's pretty cool, and I really enjoyed it. So check that out. On top of that, we also dropped the brand new John Wick Chapter 2 trailer. Got to see that. Pretty awesome there. Camila Cabello has officially left the group Fifth Harmony, which is sad. She's the hottest one of the group, so we'll see. She's going on, of course, to some solo things. Theo James says he doesn't think he'll be a part of the Divergent TV finale. Of course he doesn't, because nobody that was in the movies thinks they're coming back for this TV finale, so whatever. Matthew McConaughey says that he'd be totally down to come back for True Detective Season 3. I know Lynx would love that. We got some new Wonder Woman photos from the movie, which looks pretty cool. Goldar from the Power Rangers movie has been officially revealed via a toy, and it looks pretty bad. So I won't spoil it for you if you haven't seen it, but check out the toy picture. Shameless has been given a green light to come back over on the Showtime network. Shameless Season 8 is coming next year. We have the first official poster for John Wick Chapter 2, which looks pretty badass. We also have the group ensemble poster for Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage. Fargo Season 3 has cast Harry Potter actor David Thewlis in Season 3. I know I probably butchered his last name. I apologize. The USA Network has renewed the Ryan Felipe drama Shooter for a second season. Congratulations to him on that. Taika Waititi's, he's the director that did Thor Ragnarok. He confirmed that the movie Thor Ragnarok will include Planet Hulk's planet Sakaar. Yes. So the dangerous planet Sakaar that was featured in Planet Hulk will be in Thor Ragnarok, so I know that's going to stoke a lot of people. Congratulations to Walt Disney Pictures, the first ever studio to hit $7 billion in just 1 year. Yes, $7 billion. And that's been a conglomerate of, because of course, they got their Disney, they got Lucasfilm, they got Marvel. They got it all, man. Disney is the shit. And this year, they had Zootopia, and they had Moana, and they had Captain America Civil War, and they had Doctor Strange. You know, they had a little movie called Rogue One. You know, lots and lots of big, big movies this year. And some even smaller ones that helped just truck this thing over the $7 billion mark. So congratulations to Walt Disney Pictures on that. The Wet Hot American Summer creators are working on a new sci-fi comedy called Moon Cruise that'll be coming to the TBS network. We have the new official trailer for Patriots Day. Dick Van Dyke confirms that he's going to be returning in the new Mary Poppins movie. So that's pretty cool, man. I love that he's returning for that. We have a brand new Justice League photo that's really, really cool. It has Batman, Wonder Woman, and The Flash on it. I really dug this picture right here. I just want to see some Superman. Rumor has it that we might even see a trailer for Justice League before the end of the year. So my fingers are crossed. I'm waiting for it every day. We have the second official trailer for A Cure for Wellness. We got some new Alien Covenant photos, and we also got confirmation that James Franco is actually in the movie and it will be playing a role, so that was kind of out of nowhere. Forrest Whitaker is going to be reprising his role as Saul Guerrera from Rogue One in the animated Star Wars Rebels TV series, so that's pretty cool. We have another new trailer for the TV show Riverdale coming to the CW based on Archie Comics. We have the first official teaser for the Emoji Movie. Yeah. The first Call of Duty Infinite Warfare DLC pack is coming to the PlayStation on January 31st. And the pack is called Sabotage. Very cool. Jim Gaffigan and Michael Stuhlbarg have also been added to Fargo Season 3. We have the brand new poster for Legion coming to the FX network. The Starz channel has canceled Patrick Stewart's comedy Blunt Talk. I tried to watch Blunt Talk season one, man. I hated it. This show was horrible. So I was surprised it even got a second season, and I'm not shocked that it got canceled. So goodbye. Patrick Stewart deserves better for sure. Chris Pratt is coming to his wife Anna Faris's TV show Mom. January 19th episode will have Chris Pratt as a special guest star. Very cool. Martin Scorsese says that he'll give Robert De Niro a digital facelift in his new movie, The Irishman. So that's awesome. You know, they're getting better and better at this technology. You know, if they can take Robert De Niro and then make him look like he's, you know, 25 again, why not, right? Wes Anderson's next film is going to be called Isle of Dogs. I think it's going to be an animated film. It is an animated film, sorry. And of course, it'll probably have all voices of all the people that he uses in every other one of his movies. I'm not a Wes Anderson fan, by the way, so hate to break it to all you Wes Anderson fans out there. We have the first official trailer for Travelers, which is coming to the Netflix. To the Netflix. We have the trailer for The Sun, which is a Pierce Brosnan show coming to AMC. Director Denis Villeneuve has confirmed that the new Blade Runner 2049 will have an R rating like the original Blade Runner film. So that's awesome. Let's see here. We have Everything Coming and Going to Amazon in January of 2017. We have your mid-season premiere trailer debuts for The Flash and Supergirl that you can check out. We have a first look at The Leftovers final season, which is coming out here in a couple months. Speaking once again of Denis Villeneuve, he is in early talks to possibly direct the Dune reboot. Yes, they're looking to remake the movie Dune, and he's in talks for it. I think this will work out. He's a big fan of the source material. He says he even had a dream that he directed Dune. So I think that's going to make him want to do this one. So, you know, really great director. I think he'll do something pretty cool with Dune. We have Everything Wrong with Toy Story 3. We have the Honest trailer for Mortal Kombat. Gotta check that out. We have Everything Wrong with Home Alone. in 15 minutes or less. We have the brand new trailer for The Lost City of Z, starring Charlie Hunnam. The new Friday the 13th video game is coming out, and you can actually be Jason in the new video game. That is awesome. Makes me very excited, and now I want to buy this game when it comes out. We have the synopsis for Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. LMD. That's going to be coming after the midseason break at the end of January. So check that out. I won't read it to you because people are, you know, consider it spoilers. So I'm going to hold off on that. But you can read it if you're looking forward to that. Rogue One just passed the $200 million domestic mark. So congratulations to that. Pretty big milestone there whenever anything passes $200 million just domestically. The full Justice League cast has been announced, and this is pretty cool because we got a confirmation on a couple new names that we weren't sure on, and we find out for sure that Superman's in the damn movie because people were still trying to guess that one. So Warner Brothers has revealed the full Justice League cast. The lineup includes Ben Affleck as Batman, Henry Cavill as Superman, Amy Adams as Lois Lane, Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, Jason Momoa as Aquaman, Ezra Miller as The Flash, Ray Fisher as Cyborg, William Dafoe as Nudis Volko, Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor, Jeremy Irons as Alfred Pennyworth, Diane Lane as Martha Kent, Connie Nielsen as Queen Hippolyta, and J.K. Simmons as Commissioner Gordon. What's weird is that not officially listed in the casting is Kieran Hines, who has already been announced to play Steppenwolf, so he's missing, and Amber Heard is not listed as she's going to be Mira. Also, it was rumored that Kiersey Clemons would appear as Iris West. You know, of course, she was casted for the Flash movie, and she was supposed to have a cameo here in Justice League as well. So we'll have to wait and see on those names, but the big parts here is we get confirmation that Jesse Eisenberg is returning as Lex Luthor, we got Martha coming back. I know peeps and friggins will love that. And that Connie Nielsen's going to be making an appearance for Wonder Woman here in the movie. So pretty cool to get confirmation from Warner Brothers there on the official Justice League lineup. Once again, I'm feeling like that trailer's about to drop. They've been releasing pictures, the full cast, all this kind of stuff coming. War for the Planet of the Apes is going to be bringing back an original series character. I won't spoil it for you if you don't want to be spoiled, but the article's up if you're interested. Blizzard confirms Tracer from their game Overwatch is the first lesbian character in their video games. So breaking boundaries there. Gareth Edwards, of course, director of Rogue One, says that Lucasfilm has completed a 4K restoration of Star Wars. Ooh, that would be really pretty to see. Let's see here. I think we're getting pretty much caught up. We have your first look at Dax Shepard and Michael Pena in the Chips remake. It's a pretty cool photo. It just shows them on the motorcycles, you know, looking very much like Chips. And lastly, like I said, Star Wars Rogue One has officially passed the $400 million mark worldwide as of today. So that, my friends, is all of your entertainment news. See, I mean, we just went through almost two full weeks worth, and we did it in just about 40 minutes. So that goes to show you that there's not been that much news dropping at all. So let's talk about release dates and box office, and we'll wrap this baby up. Out on DVD and Blu-ray this week is The Magnificent Seven, 31, and The Disappointments Room. In theaters this week, now these movies are kind of spread out a little bit weird. Already in theaters right now, actually came out on Wednesday, was Passengers, the new movie with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, Assassin's Creed, and Sing. Those are in theaters right now. In theaters as of today, Friday, December 23rd, is the comedy Why Him, which I really want to see with James Franco and Bryan Cranston. And in theaters on Sunday, on Christmas Day, will be the new Denzel Washington movie Fences. So there you go. So in theaters right now, Passengers, Assassin's Creed, and Sing. In theaters Friday, December 23rd, Why Him? And in theaters on Sunday, December 25th on Christmas, Fences. I think me and Geeky Pat are going to be seeing Assassin's Creed later tonight. So I will post up a review You just won't hear about it on the show until next year. But definitely watch the website and look on our, you know, Facebook and Twitter and everything for our review. I do want to see Passengers. I do want to see Why Him. So lots of movies to kind of try to get to over this next couple of weeks as December wraps up. Let's talk box office. Coming in number 10, it's Nocturnal Animals with $1.39 million. Number 9 is Doctor Strange with $2 million. Number 8 is Arrival with $2.77 million. Number 7 is La La Land with $4 million. Number 6 is Manchester by the Sea with $4.1 million. Number 5 is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them with $5 million. Number 4 is Collateral Beauty with $7 million. Number 3 is Office Christmas Party with $8.4 million. Number 2 is Moana with $11.66 million. And number 1, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story with $155 million. Now remember, that was its box office debut this past weekend for the 3 days. $155 domestically, which is the second biggest in the month of December behind The Force Awakens. So with that being said, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you all for an amazing 2016, quite frankly, a great 2016 in the podcast world, as we did a whole bunch of episodes of Am I on the Air? Am I still on the airs? Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for supporting me on other endeavors, like when I did the Welcome to Banshee podcast with my boy Lynx. Shout out to him. That podcast is still available up on reddragonsradio.com if you haven't heard it yet. If you haven't watched the TV show Banshee yet, what the hell are you waiting for? It's 4 seasons. The show is done now. Go and binge it. You'll love it. And then listen to our podcast to guide you through it. Welcome to Banshee was an awesome project that I did earlier this year, and I loved it. So thanks everybody that supported that. Of course, my boys in Red Dragons Assemble. That's been a great podcast to do. I'm so sorry it took 3 months. Our last episode was in September, and we finally just got this new one out earlier this week. It took 3 months to get it out, and I apologize. It should never take that long. It's a monthly podcast, and we need to get better with that, and hopefully we will in the new year. But speaking of Red Dragons Assemble, once again, please go check it out. Support it. Like I said, if you like this show, you'll definitely like Red Dragons Assemble. Spread the love. RedDragonsRadio.com. Check it out. Look it up on iTunes. However you want to stream the show, you should be able to find us. You know, thanks to all the other podcasts that have had me on. You know, I've been a guest on Lynx's show, you know, Way Off Topic. I've been on several other podcasts like Pro Wrestling Nation that's on the network, and a couple other ones that aren't on the network. So thank you to everyone that's had me on as a guest. I always appreciate when you ask me. And just, you know, thank you for a good year. You know, it was a trying year, some ups and downs, you know, a bad year for me. Personally, lost my mother, you know, earlier this year, and that, of course, will always haunt me in the year of 2016. But I thank all of you that helped me kind of get over it with just letting me focus on work and family, and getting to see, you know, my dad and my brother and my daughter grow up, and, you know, she just turned 3, and we're getting ready for Christmas, and I try to think of the positive stuff, and, you know, and I thank all of you, like I said, that support the show and tweet at us and, you know, and keep that communication going and keep that love going. It's always very, very much appreciated. I hope you all have a great Christmas Eve tomorrow. I hope you all have an awesome and a merry, merry Christmas on Sunday. If you don't celebrate Christmas, then just happy holidays to you and your families, and whatever you celebrate. Have a safe New Year, New Year's Eve, and a New Year, and just, you know, stay, keep attention to the Twitter and the Facebook page. I will continue to update the news as it drops. Of course, trailers are available on our webpage as they drop, so you'll still see all this stuff. I'm not going away. We're just going to let this be the season finale, and we'll come back hot in the beginning of January, all right? So with that all being said, thank you so much once again. Follow us on Twitter at Am I on the Air. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. Of course, subscribe to us on iTunes. We are available. You can also add us to your playlist on Google Music Play, on Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube. Just search Am I on the Air and you'll find us. And of course, our great affiliates, RedDragonsRadio.com. Like us on Facebook at Red Dragons Radio. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio as well, so you always know what's going down with all the great podcasts that are available on reddragonsradio.com. Whoo, that'll do it for me. Once again, broadcasting live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here in Tucson, Arizona on this Friday, December the 23rd. This has been the season 13 finale. It's episode 20. I am one with the Force. The Force is with me. I am one with the Force. The Force is with me. I am one with the Force. The Force was with me. And until next time, y'all. Peace out, 2016. Biatch.
Bye, Daddy. Red Dragons! Real Tonkin'.